Look, there's Jennifer on Peanut. Turning the corner on the 15th fairway. It's a Phoenix Open.
Go. Go leave some road apples on the 13th green.
How about if we just let Roxy do it? She's so cute, nobody would say anything. Put her on Fat Albert and send her charging down the 16th fairway.
I agree on the cute part. You can't tell me they would have a sense of humor about that at the Phoenix Open.
Tinley and Roxy, let's send them down there together. It's a beautiful day. Beautiful day for the Phoenix Open to be broadcast over globally reaching full-color television. I remember a lot of cold, wet Phoenix Opens, and boy, this certainly isn't one of them. So absolutely a beautiful Chamber of Commerce event going on today for the entire state of Arizona, really. That's more than just a Phoenix event. Let's get to the lines, and then we'll come back to our topic about how to get started. Let's go to Kel, calling from Phoenix. Good morning, Kel.
Good morning.
Hey,
Rosie, a question I have as I'm painting my house, and it's a block, cinder block house. I pressure washed it, but I noticed after it dried, it still got a lot of powder on it. And do I need to hit it better than that, or will the rolling the paint or spraying the paint on do enough to activate the old paint and bond to the block?
Kel, when you're talking about cinder block home, are you talking like a 8/8/16 cinder block, or is it slump block? I just want to get
It's cinder block. It's 4/8/16.
Okay. And is it not painted right now?
No, it's been painted a couple times, and I can tell a different color underneath the existing white, but both of them are kind of very powdery when I rub my hand on it.
Very good. So you have power washed it, right?
Yep.
Okay. And now, if it's a light-colored paint, so if I took one of those red mechanic rags that you buy at O'Reilly Auto and rub the side of the wall, you would get some of the tint and the color and the chalk off on that red towel. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Well, I tell you what I would do. If you power wash it, you're probably okay. You'll never be able to power wash all of that off. What we would have wanted you to do is to do that red towel test before you'd cleaned it and then after. But if you've power washed it, do you know what pressure you were using?
I think it was 2,500. It was a pretty good size gas engine device from Home Depot.
Good. And you were holding it about 8 to 12 inches away?
No, I was further away than that.
Okay. How much farther away?
Well, I might have been like, I don't know, close to 2 feet.
2 feet? Okay. Well, that may not have got quite the scouring that we would have wanted, but no place did you actually peel paint off the brick and the block work, did you?
No.
Okay. Good. What's the cross streets of your house?
7th Avenue and Union Hill.
Okay. When do you want to get the painting done?
I'm going to start on it probably this coming week.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, my painting superintendent has to drive right by that, and I'm going to put you on hold. He has to drive by there every single day, just ironically enough.
Don't advertise that too loud. Everyone Kel, in that route's going to be calling.
Kel, I'm going to put you on hold. Jennifer's going to pick you back up. We're going to get the exact address, and I'm going to have my superintendent, Don, drive by the house. He's going to do a little test. He's one of the finest painters I know. He's going to do a little test, and then we'll just give you a green light or tell you what you need to do next. Okay, so we'll do all of that free for you. You took the time to call in and seek our advice. We want to make sure we can give you the absolute right advice. So, Jen, pick up Kel, and let's get Kel taken care of. I'll have Don do that Monday or Tuesday.
Carrie sent an email in and just said, Rosie, thank you so much. I showed my hubby your video on securing a French door. simple fix, and we get to keep the old door. This has been a bone of contention of us since we bought this house 3 years ago. And she sent a picture in of Mr. Hubby screwing in the screw, right, just like you showed.
Right. That looks like my house. Is he at my house? Very good. So, well, good.
That's Rosie's latest video that was in our newsletter. You can also find it on our YouTube, and it's actually on the homepage of our website, how to secure your French doors, because I prefer French doors over sliding glass doors because you could open both panes so that lets that much more outside air inside for beautiful days like this. Where a sliding glass door, unless it is one of those super fancy ones that recedes into the wall and both panes roll, you only get to open half your door ever. The French doors, you can open up twice. You can open up both panes. So I prefer them
for
that
reason. For the Super Bowl party.
Exactly.
Get people flowing in and out, in and out.
And you don't need to put 20 sticky notes all over the glass for every level of eyes that are running in and out so no one goes.
And I may get some criticism on the video because I actually show you how to break into those doors. And it's incredibly easy. So if you have double French doors, get to RosieOnTheHouse.com, watch the video, and we'll show you, as this listener did, how in 15 minutes and the cost of two screws.
Which you probably have laying around the house anyway.
Which you probably already have laying around the house.
Won't cost you anything to do this.
Yeah, just one of the tips we bring you at Rosie on the House, how to greatly enhance the security of your home. There's also a video up there that we posted last week on increasing the security of your front door, which just happens to be the number one point of entry when people are breaking into a home. Let's go to the phones. We've got Jeff with an air conditioning question. That certainly isn't one of the trades that I'm most expert at. So, Jeff, I'm going to introduce you to Mr. Tony Bohard, who owns Temperature Control, Rosie Certified Air Conditioning Contractor in Tucson, and he's going to answer your question. So this is like Rosie's lifeline. Jeff, go ahead and let us know what you're fighting at your house.
Good morning. Thank you. I had an air conditioning guy come out, and we're in the heat season, but when it's in the off position, it's still running. Something's still energized, so I hear a humming when I'm standing under the register. Air conditioning guy came out, and he says, "Nope, there's no problem found." But
let me ask: is it a gas furnace?
No, it's all electric.
So it's a heat pump system.
Yes.
And you're hearing the humming coming from where you say register, is that where the air handler is in the home, or are you hearing it coming from the outside portion? Okay,
I can hear it outside, and then I turn the breaker off, and then it goes away.
Well, yeah, because are you turning the breaker off to the condensing unit or the air handling unit?
Just at the breaker panel.
Because there should be two on all electric systems, so it sounds like the actual relay is sticking or humming. If it's coming from the outdoor portion, it would definitely be the contactor. Sometimes they have a tendency to sit there and hum. Either way, it's something that needs to be repaired. I would say definitely a relay.
Jeff, okay. is this a roof-mounted heat pump, just single unit?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And you can hear it all the way through the return air duct is where you're hearing it from.
I hear it on the outside, and I can hear it when I'm inside.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's that contact relay that's humming. That's what it is. It needs to be replaced.
Okay. So I'm dealing with a home warranty, and they say that they don't cover noises, but I use the analogy where I turn off my car, pull the ignition, key out of the ignition, and the car's still running. So something, I can put it in the thermostat in the off position, and it's still running. So arguing with the home warranty company, I have no, they know better. So
they won't, typically we deal with home warranty companies a lot, and typically they will not replace it unless it's broke. And if it's humming, it's not quite broke yet, but that does not mean the relay is not sitting there still chattering.
Okay.
That's Tony.
I hope that helps.
It does. What direction would you go with a home warranty then? Just wait till it completely breaks?
That could be catastrophic. That relay could stick on and create your compressor to burn up. My opinion would be to get it fixed if something's wrong. But they won't fix it till it breaks. I kind of went through the same thing with my pool pump with the home warranty, and my motor was rattling real bad, and I'm a tech, so I knew it was going out. They came out, charged me $65, and would not fix it until it broke. But in your case, it could create more damage than you want to deal with. I mean, if the compressor does go out, they're going to have to replace it. That's entirely up to you, but it could create more damage.
I would take that education, Jeff, and go to the home warranty company and say, look, it's your call. It's the relay switch now or the compressor later. You guys take your choice.
Right. Okay. Nope. That gives me a good direction to go in. Thank you.
All right. Well, Jeff, we appreciate you calling. That's how we try and become every Arizona homeowner's best friend, through us and through our Rosie certified partners like Temperature Control in Tucson. Tony, thanks for letting us barge in on your Saturday, my friend.
No problem. You guys have a great day.
Okay. Temperature Control, one of our certified contractors down in Pima County, as well as Intelligent Design. And then, of course, we have a full complement of air conditioning and heating professionals through the rest of the state.
You find
you all
them
taken care of
at rosieonthehouse.com. Click on Find a Trusted Partner. And you enter your city or zip code. Type in the category of service you want. Click Search. Boom. The closest three show up. Click the view all, boom, statewide results.
You'll see every air conditioning contractor in Arizona that's Rosie certified. Listen, can I address home warranties while our caller Jeff there was struggling with one? It's really one of the reasons I'm not a big fan of home warranty companies. They really are not in the business of being on your side. And one of the primary ways they turn a profit, which they need to turn a profit, is they go to service providers and they solicit from them the very cheapest service call price they can get. You know, when we send you a service call, you have to go out there for $39. And I'm pulling arbitrary numbers, okay? You can't, in today's marketplace, with the payroll, the benefits, the truck, the liability insurance, the licensing, you can't put a man on the road or a woman on the road, a technician on the road, send them to a property and even break even at that price. So the service provider is highly incentivized to find things that need to be repaired that aren't in the home warranty. So they're really not looking out for you. Or the home warranty company, as in this case, overrides the tech's decision and says, no, that can't be fixed at this point. So we're not a big fan of home warranties. We are a big fan of you finding trade contractors you trust. Establish a relationship with them. Let them get to know your equipment. Let them get to know how you use it. And let them design a regular maintenance program for you that fits your specific property, your specific family, your specific equipment, your specific lifestyle. That's a much better way to go. When we get back, we'll go back to how to start a project, as well as take John and Tom and...
I was going to mention one other thing. There is a new service that you can get for insurance that I would take over home warranties. And because we're late, I'll cover it after this.
Good.